Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 37, and as you can hear, once again, the flute is calling you to worship, calling you to the worship of the podcast, signifying the beginning of the podcast and also signifying the end of the podcast when I play it again. But at this point, it's signifying the beginning and not the end, and I'll let you know when this end is being signified, after I'm done talking to you. Why am I talking like this? Like one of those 50s voiceover guys. They used to have those movie guys would talk about Greta Garbo, Sophia Loren, Donna Levine. I don't even know the stars of that era, but they always had those kind of voices. Hello. He was a man who did not know what he do. Now, they didn't have those kind of things in those days. But later on, they had the guy with the deep voice. He was a man who did not know what he knew. He did not know who his name was. I don't know my name! But in the old days, it would be like, Greta Garbo. I keep saying Greta Garbo. I don't know. What era was Greta Garbo? I don't even know what the heck. I know what I'm talking about, but I'm having a little bit difficult time articulating it. So please forgive me. Please forgive me, folks. It's the warts and all podcast. It's not polished. If you want polish, then go to Poland. Bang! Okay. So, I have to say that, you know, I'm recording this on a Sunday afternoon. It's very hot out here in the valley, although I haven't even been outside yet. I've been in the air conditioning. I've shut the air conditioner off, the very loud air conditioner, so that I could do this podcast without competing with the noise of the air conditioner. But anyway, it's been a week, and I have been sugar-free for a week. I mean, it's been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now Sunday. And today is my cheat moment. If I want to have some cheats, today's the day, and I think I will probably do some. I don't feel that compelled yet. I did something interesting this morning. I was offered muffins from Aaron and Janet next door. They texted me, and I at that point said to myself, I said no to the muffins. I have thanked them. I appreciate the offer, but I was said, you know what? I'm going to say no to the muffins today, because I have to make a decision. I wasn't sure if I was going to do any cheats, but if I was going to do some cheats, I wasn't sure I wanted to add muffins into the mix today, because you gotta pick your cheats. You gotta pick your cheats well. You gotta, you know, you don't want to do too much. I don't like last week. I at the very, you know, because I was messing around with sugar for like every day for 6 weeks, and I was doing it a little bit at a time, and it didn't really bother me, except the last day, like last Sunday, when I knew I was going to give it up for like a week, I went a little bit over the line, and I paid for it. I felt kind of ill the next day, you know, so, you know, my body just can't take the sugar and the fat anymore, okay? This is what happens when you get older. I don't know if it happens when you get older, or it happens to get cleaner, or it happens to get smarter and wiser and more evolved as a human being. Maybe that's it. Maybe I become more evolved. Maybe I'm involved in my evolution. Anyway, so I said no to the muffins. And then I found out something interesting about these protein bars I've been eating for a number of years, called Think Thin. They're called Think Thin bars. You know, sounds kind of positive, right? It's not like, you know, it sounds, you know, very positive. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. I know a lot about nutrition, but then there's certain things I don't know. And a friend of mine tried to explain this to me before, but I wasn't hearing it. But I ran into two guys in the protein bar aisle at my go-to market. I heard one guy explain to the other guy about something, and so I just asked him, you know, what he was talking about. I wanted to learn. Very nice guys, some young guys, and the one guy was telling me, you know, about these different ingredients in the protein bars, and so I pointed out the Think Thin bar, and he said, "Ah, no," he said, "this This has soy caseinate. I think that's how you say it. Soy caseinate. And that produces estrogen. You shouldn't be eating this. And I go, really? I mean, it produces estrogen? Shouldn't there be a warning on a label on it for men? I'm assuming women are allowed to have estrogen. I mean, this explains perhaps the man breasts that have been growing over the last few years. Also, my affinity for furry slippers. And the fact that I just like to talk like a lady. All right, that was a bad lady impression. It was like one type of lady, okay? Don't get offended, my very enlightened ladies that listen to this podcast. I'm phasing that bar out. I showed him another one, which I used, and he said, this is good because it's got whey protein, whey, W-H-E-Y. And apparently whey is good. Whey is the way to go. And caseinate is like being castrated. That's what they should call it. Soy castrate. Men, would you like to be castrated? Do you like to have some castration? Then eat soy caseinate. But it's just like, you think you're doing something good for yourself. You think you're just doing something good. It's like when they have recalls for like vegetables, like spinach, Oh, they found out some screwy stuff with spinach and people get sick. At least when I was doing cocaine and alcohol back in the day, I knew I was messing up. There was no question about it. I knew that I was not doing anything healthy for myself. Okay? You don't ever do cocaine and alcohol and think to yourself, I'm getting my daily minimum week requirement. This is good. I'm saying goodbye to soy caseinate. I have a few more of the bars left, and I'm gonna finish them. I might have them occasionally. They taste pretty good, and I'm already kind of turning into a estrogen filled man. So, what's a little bit more estrogen? Big news this week in the building where I live, we have a new neighbor moved in diagonally across from me. His name is Jesus. Jesus, and of course, I had to make a joke regarding his name, saying, "Oh, the Messiah is here," and he kind of laughed a little bit, and then later on he told me, how often people joke about his name, and all his whole life, and I felt kind of like, Al, you're better than that. You could have overlooked. I was just, you're trying to go for the easy laugh. So he's moved in. And again, once again, I mentioned this before in the podcast, how in the Latino culture, and I say Latino, because I think it's Latino, because Hispanic is like a white person's name, word. Latino, whatever it is, the Spanish influenced people, people are from Mexico, Mexico. They're very grand names. Jesus, Julio, Gustavo, and I say, hi, I'm Al. It's Al. But some names you're just not hearing from the biblical era. Like, I don't know, has anybody named their kid Ezekiel lately? Or Job? Job! Put that down, Job! I'm warning you, Job. Don't make me test you. Or if you really want to get on the edge, Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer. Lucifer. Oh, he's so Luciferian. I bet you people are going to start naming their kids Lucifer. That's going to happen soon. I can see it. But myself and Jesus were having a conversation, and we were talking about the different cultures, and they talk about like in the Latino culture, how there's more of a sense of community, at least that's what he felt, and I told them where I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in a kind of neighborhood where there was a sense of community, but out here, it isn't like that. Sometimes, like I've been in certain neighborhoods where I had a little bit of community. But out in this neighborhood, not so much. Except that the immediate building has had a sense of community in the past. Lost it for a while, and it seems like we're kind of regaining it. But I was telling him, like, there's a guy across the street. I mean, I've lived here for years. And this guy across the street, he used to have this classic car, and I used to have this beater car. Remember when I first moved in, we passed each other, you know, on the street, driving, and we gave each other the what's up sign with the head. And then that was it. He never looked at me again, ever. But I park my car in the parking lot near the street, and his house is right across the street. So one day, I'm at my go-to market, and he's parked right next to me, and I said, "Hey, dude, you know, excuse me, hey, dude." And he looks at me with such, like, defensiveness and such fear, and like, "Oh, yes." I go, "Hey, man, I'm just, I'm your neighbor, man. I live across the street." And he goes, "Oh, okay." And showed absolutely no interest in who I was, and got in his car and drove away. And I thought to myself, first of all, I recognize you. You mean to tell me you didn't recognize me? You know, I don't exactly look like everybody in this town, okay, or in this neighborhood. You know, I don't buy that you don't recognize me. You just don't want to have anything. It's okay. We don't want to know me. You know, you don't even want to say hello. I don't want to say hello to you, okay? Which brings me to the girl that lives right next door to me. Nice girl. But, you know, whenever I see her, I don't think she's ever once said my name. She'll say, "Oh, hi, how you doing?" She'll, you know, "How's it going?" And we'll talk for a little bit. And I'm wondering, because we've lived next door to each other for many years, does she even know my name? Does she even know my name? Sounds like a pop song. She lives next door. Does she even... Elvis Costello. Does she even know my name? And she doesn't like to play the game. Elvis Costello. Sound like Elvis Costello, right? When I was doing rock and roll, many of the rock and roll critics at the time, when Elvis was on his rise, compared my vocal styles and Elvis's to each other when I was flattered. Flattered. Okay, what's next on the agenda here? I go to market. There's a guy. I'll call him Wally. He's a Filipino guy. I called him something different before. We'll call him Wally. He stocks shelves. Occasionally does the cashier when they call him up to relieve the massive crowds. And he's always trying. He never misses an opportunity to jump on, to fix me up with an Asian woman. You know, and he's just, he's tried to set me up with one of his nieces. He's mentioned that he knows people in Chinatown. So the other day I asked him, because there was a girl on Facebook, this Filipina girl, who lives in Los Angeles. She asked to be my friend. She became my friend. I sent her a message saying hello. I never heard back from her. Months go by. And then she sends me a message telling me that she's in the Philippines and I can call her on her mobile number in the Philippines. And I was like suspicious, like, why am I going to call you on your mobile? I mean, I've never even talked to you, like even like an email. What's up? There's something up. There's something. I sent something. But, of course, you know, I was a little curious. And so I asked Wally, what would it cost? Would it cost a lot of money to call the Philippines from my phone or how would... And he was telling me, "Oh, well, you have to get the prepaid card, and then you could get, like, for $5, you can talk to somebody for 30 minutes or something." I said, okay. I was just wondering, you know. And then he starts asking me why, and I explain this girl, and he goes, "Oh, so you're looking," he goes, and then he said to me, you know, it's not too late for you to get married. And I'm thinking, like, well, gee, thanks. Did I ask you if it was too late? Are you, like... I love the Filipino culture. They'll tell you, you know, if you're getting fat, you are getting so fat. Look how fat you are getting. They do not mince words. So, I mean, I guess, you know, in their culture, you know, a guy my age could have kids or grandkids or whatever. So he's saying, you know, it's not too late for me and not to worry. He was being encouraging. He was being loving. And so I told him, I don't know if I told him I appreciate it. I try to appreciate it. I try to appreciate him. I try to appreciate everybody. But, you know, what did he say to me? He said something like, you know, what kind of woman do you, you want to... Oh, I think I started doing a bit about, like, a pimp. Like, you know, oh, I've got Thai women. I've got Chinese. I've got Filipina. He's got all kinds of Asian women lined up. Who knows? I may take him up on it for at some point. You know? Who knows? Who knows? All righty. Okay. It looks like we're coming to the home stretch on this wonderful, wonderful podcast. This concerns another one of these corporate companies where I've done... Oh, you hear that? It's a very loud motorcycle. Corporate company where I've done some business online, and I was trying to track my order, because it'd been about a week since I had ordered online, and so, well, first of all, they sent me about 2 or 3 days after I ordered, they sent me an email telling me that your order has been shipped, and here is your tracking number. And your customer number. And I said, okay. And so, you know, at one point I put in the customer number and the tracking number. And basically it came up that it had absolutely no record of my order. I'm sorry, there is no record of your order. I was like, that's weird, because I got an email saying they shipped it, but now there's no record. What's going on? I paid for this already. I demand it. So I call up on their 800 line, and they must have been very busy, because I was on hold for a long time, and I eventually gave up and had to call back later. But they have on hold. It's really amazing. They have on hold this guy with that annoying, what I call, you know, phone, trying to be normal voice. I guess not trying to be normal. Like, I guess their version of what a normal voice is. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, like just a nice friendly voice, and just nonstop talking about this company and all the things that we have on sale. And you can do this now. Don't forget to check our this page and do that. And we know we take credit cards. We take money. We are located right on in the third dimension. That's right, in planet Earth. We never stopped talking. He never stopped talking. There was not one point in this on hold where he didn't stop talking and sounding like this. And he was just going on and on and on. He could have started saying, and then I went out with my granddaughter, and then we went at shopping, and I bought her some ice cream cone, and the ice cream cone was great, and she had two different kinds of ice cream, and and it was driving me nuts, and I was like wondering, has anyone listened to that kind of recording with any real interest? Does anybody is listening to something like that, and somebody comes into the room and tries to interrupt, and they go, shh, I'm listening to this thing. This is very important. He's telling me about all about the company and how we can do things and how they do things and everything. So you hear this click, and you think you're about to be transferred to a real person. You hear a click, and then it's another recording with, we're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our operators are busy. And I was thinking, of course your operators are busy, because you're giving misinformation to people, probably people like me, looking for their order, and they're saying the order doesn't exist or whatever. So what I did is I said, okay, I'll just call back later. Can't take this anymore. And I call back later, and I got a live person. I got this girl. And, you know, of course, then she wants me to verify who I am by telling her my street address. And I said, can I just tell you the name of the street and not the number, and you'll actually trust me, you know, rather than I go through the whole rigmarole? Can I just tell you the name of the street? And she said, yeah, okay. So, you know, because this verification process is just whatever. So then she tells me that the reason it says they don't have a record of it is because the order itself has not reached a UPS hub. I said, okay, that's fine. But wouldn't it make more sense for them just to put down en route to UPS hub? If they would have said that, I would have avoided me calling them. It would have avoided me. I would never have to talk to them. En route to UPS hub. Four words could have saved them probably numerous phone calls and saved me time and energy of dealing with them and dealing with that. So, you know, so that's that. Just another one of those corporate customer service things. You know, if you listen to my podcast, you know I'm not a big fan of corporations. You know, I don't mind corporations as long as they're not, you know, trying to rule the world. As long as they're fair to people that work for them. Listen to me, I'm getting on my high horse, my soapbox. Who the heck do I think I am? You'll take whatever corporations we give you and you'll like it. How's that? How's that for yelling at myself? Okay, all right. So we have come to the ending here of another lovely podcast. I think I'm almost about ready to get into the iTunes store, and I will keep you posted. I think I found somebody that possibly can help me. We'll see. We'll see. I'll find out this week. Again, thanks to everybody for listening to my podcast, and I really do appreciate it. I have no way at this point of tracking it. Every once in a while, I'll find out somebody. I got an email today from somebody telling me they've listened to it, and I had no idea before that. So, because people don't always tell you what they're doing. You know, I listen to lots of podcasts, and I don't always write to them and let them know. So, so that's that. That's the way it goes. So, I'm just very grateful for the people who are listening, and for the people who are not listening. I'm also grateful because you may be listening at some point, or you may not be listening. It's just that I found out that gratitude is a positive thing, and I'm trying to be more and more grateful in my life. Okay? Okay? Okay. So anyway, until next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.